This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, good vach. So we're holding here in the Seder Torah Parshas B'Shalach. I have it marked down as page 371 is where we're holding. The bottom piece, a piece on Rabbeinu Bechaya. So it says Vatigach Miriam Hanavia. So Miriam is called the Navia. It says Miriam Navia Choisarin. So he brings the Chazal Navia Choisarin Lachois Moshe and Melamet Shisnabazan Choisa Choisarin. Asida Ima Shatelet Ben Shisir Shisrael Atkan. Okay. So now he's, I guess, what's the right word for it? Bothered by a Shaila. How do we have nevuah on a woman? So he says, "Umasha shayra nevuah leisha," that nevuah is shayra on a woman. Nira loyma she'en letumaya. Shari min adam he. She's a human. She's human. V'adam nikris. Shneva v'yikas shmam adam. So in case anyone asks you, Mefurash Ben Achaya that women are also people. That if you need it sourced, it's mefurish. Vehine mizeh sara hoisa nevia kimiriam adoyla mimeno shenikas yiskal shem shaseich ruach hakodesh dosh chazal kosher lechasar b'chulu melamed shaya avram tafel lesara b'nevua avla kosel lehiska nevua ad miriam. So why is only a miriam called nevia? Oy mitam medesh iskartim tam shotza lahamtin atzman golos hi golos hashchina shalom alav chazal rosh shifra yam So this is where you have Mefurish Nevuah through her. He said, not only do women have Nevuah, you also find certain very big Ikrim in the Torah that only a woman was Megala. It says that all of these very big inyanim when it's gala through women, I want to explain this point over here. We said a little bit jokingly before about women being people also and so on. He means something here. In other words, if you look at the psukim, kind of very cursorily, it's just kind of a woman is just a tuffle to a man. There's no sense that a woman b'teiras woman has in herself an akuda unique as a woman. And so when it says the mashal they went to hold a nevia because she's a woman, she'll be more merachim. The point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shayra nevua works in two ways. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu shayra nevua that's a sign of personal accomplishment. So that has nothing to do with the tzibur. It's every person who reaches a madrega gets Ruach HaKodesh and can get nevuah. That's nevuah, like it says in Chazal, the number of nevim there were, flying grades and time and so on. That's a personal achievement. Also, there's nevim that are sent out to speak to Klal Yisrael. Nevi'im that are sent out publicly. Now, the Nevi'im that are sent out publicly, it's a combination of two things. They have to be Nevi'im to achieve whatever darga they are supposed to achieve. They also need, there's a certain reason why a certain message is coming through a certain person. In other words, a Moshlema Davadoyma, if I have to play music, there's a reason why certain music gets played on a violin, and certain music on a drum, and certain music on a piano. It has to do a lot with the coil. So nevuah comes about through people. So it says the mashal, Yecheskel was the one who said Ben Adam. Different nevi'im have certain qualities that that make them the right mouthpiece. Every navi was menabe in their own signan. So therefore, just like there are different midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you also have a difference between Zohar and Nekeva in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Zashpa to flow. So it's the pshat, the women as women were nevius. There's something unique about their nekuda. And then he says, V'dosh Chazal says, Megillah Sheva nevius hein, Sarah Miriam Chana Dvera Chol Davigail Esther, V'zeh Keneget Sheva Midas HaMekables V'zeh Mevuah. So in other words, seven midas are those that are mekabel the Shefa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this Keneget that you have seven nevius. Like we said before, it's not just a mikra, they happen to be women. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bedafka wanted certain inyanim to go through an inyan of a woman. In the higher inyanim, there are the midas are divided into zacha nekeva, this has deeper roots as well. But in our world, an isha is a specific angle, and certain nevuahs had to come through there. That's the bottom line of it. So, and it's fascinating, all these inyanim that were more hidden, Gan Eden, you know, in Olam HaNeshamos, Gilgal, Gilgulim, and other things, those are all came through a woman, Tchias HaMesim, Tfilah, all things that seem to belong to a world that's more behesta came dafka through Nisha. Aloy Davahu. Okay, the next one is Ramban. So Ramban is not an easy Ramban. It's a little bit Kabbalistic. We'll try our best. It says, Vayyime, Im Shomer Tisha Kol Hashem Lekecha, Vayashabe Neftase, Vazante Mitzvoyse, Vashemart Kol Chukov, Kamach Shazante Yisrael, Lassan Lekei Shem Refecha. V'inyin HaKosu, Shemidabe Shtei Lashenis, Lemitzvoyse V'chukov, Lo'osim Alecha Keni Hashem. So the pasuk switches in two different voices. If you read it, we're just used to not teaching a lot of words, but let's teach it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're going to listen to Hashem to do what He says, then I won't throw any disease on you because I'm your doctor. So who's the He and who's the I? I remember we once had a teacher. An English course, in secular stuff, who would always refer to himself in third person. It must have been common. I mean, he was like 80, and this is going back kind of 50 years ago, so I'm assuming like at some point 110 years ago, this was common. People spoke about themselves, so Mr. Friedman's going to be very upset if you're going to do this and this, and you know, and I'll know that you didn't do your homework or whatever. It's so there is I guess there was a sort of a way of saying that, but in the pasuk it's strange. What does it mean? Think about it. If you listen to Hashem, and here there's an emphasis. If you listen to Hashem alekech and do what He's supposed to do, I will not place any ailments on you because I am Hashem your doctor. So who's the He and who's the I? So that's what Ramban is pointing at. So he says, I've spoken a lot of times about it. The yuvan mimilas lekoil Hashem lekecha, as opposed to ani. Kim nishma lekoil lekein lishan says Hashem chuka, yashem hanichbad roifeinu. So there's the koil of Hashem lekecha, and then there's ani who's the roife. Umikan tiknu bebrachas. So when you say Baruch Atah, and then you say Asher Kedishonim Mitzvoysav, who told me, like again, we're referring to in third person, that's Bibchinas Malchus. mitzvahs nitztavolonu min ha'olam va'ad ha'olam. So it mitzvahs span the two worlds, v'maskel yavin. V'hine, hineini me'er enecha, ki chol brocha she'ish bo malchus yikeim, she'cholku kovad l'malchus ha'olam, asher kedishan ha'olam. So malchus is always, asher kedishan ha'olam is third person, referring to malchus. Vasmucha lechavet asher lo yaskibar malchus, hen l'noichach, ater gibar, ater kodshchen kulam. So wherever you have malchus, is you have the Lashon third person, and whenever not, you have ato. V'tiknu b'leinu shabech nistam nishmaskirim bo leftei melech malcham lochem v'avenzeh. So the Ramban is touching on the point that you have in many, many, in Nuschoyes, Abrachas, and so on, you have both third person and first person. The Rashba and Tshuva speaks about it a lot. If you take a look at the Tefillah Moshe, it's printed there. If not, you can ask see Rubenfeld to send you a copy. He'll be very happy to do it. He speaks about it. Baruch's very famous Tshuva of Rashba to speak about both in Yanim Akol in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban is a little more specific. And what Ramban is trying to say is, whenever you speak about Kadosh Baruch Hu as Melech, then Behechreach, it's going to be distant. It says Melech Shatei Emosei Lecha. In other words, Malchus requires distance because the reason why the Melech has the ability to impose his direction on the nation is because on top of everyone. So Malchus implies always higher. The Maral says in many tongues, the Melech is Nivdal min ha'am. He is, in other words, I can't be one of, I have to be the one. And it's in other places, the Maral also explains, on the one hand, a Melech has to be Mikerev Achecha. He can't be of a different world totally, because then he doesn't get this world. But on the other hand, he is the one that is above everyone, and that's why everyone looks up to him. So Malchus requires distance, the Etzem. All the halachas of a Melech are those that put distance between us and the Melech, to give it that type of relationship. So Tzivuyim come from Malchus and so on. Then there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Ava and Rachmanis and so on, comes from a different place. So Shema Asher Kerekecho means if you do what's right and so on and so forth, Ani Hashem, then we have that relationship. More or less, that's what he's saying. Okay, the Sfarno deals with the mitzvahs. In other words, it sounds at first glance, it sounds like it's just an outside incentive. Basically, Pasuk is saying, I've got a carrot and a stick. If you guys do Averis, there's a lot of terrible punishments. If you guys do mitzvahs, a lot of great schar, and so on. So, im shamar teshukha shamakechol lekabel of oisei choyk shesamloch. Umikan veilach eshe bein avtase bazanta kos timolet mechobadu mitzrayim. On the Kabbalah Atava Achat Tivgoid, Yosna Kain of Kainly suffix. So he's telling you need to be Makabal now and then follow through. Vizoy bin Omar Mazal Ger by the sky Umloy, have you a dear Shasha Basimita Zoo, Machal Techelvenko Anish Karas, Chalashar Chayav Skill, and so on. So he says this introductory phrase is sort of introduction for all of Torah. Know and be aware that you now a lot more is expected of you. And you have to follow through with it. So the Sforno says, "Kaneshem refecho v'atam shem tekabel v'chakach tivgoy tiyanenashu ki omnon kol mitzvoisayhem levrapois es nafshecho mechol yataivis v'adeis and v'sodeis mantir kodesh ash elekecho ki omoy v'adaschem in amnius li v'im tivgoy tchilo v'tis halal ha'nefesh v'osh onesh mishachas kodesh ha'shem ha'shohev." So I want to speak about a few points here. He says that mitzvahs and averus are a force of nefesh. There's a mistake. There's sort of people mix up the term, and it's important to keep it separate. In modern Ivrit, machlak nefesh is mental / emotional illness. It has nothing to do with mitzvahs and averus. It's not different than neurology. It's an ailment that has its roots in the world of Teva, and it has to do with how a person's perception of things functions and so on. So when we speak about machlot nefesh in modern Ivrit and Torah Nefesh, all that, that's psychology. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. If on top of that, he has a guf that has ailments and medicine, there's what modern Ivrit calls a nefesh, then there's the neshama, the chelek al-kai mimal. So the real chelek al-kai mimal never gets affected. But what we call neshama, the part of the person, ruach at least, that has the ability to do the moral good or bad. So the good is the way it's supposed to be. The good is the tzuras of a person's nefesh, not in the emotional, psychological sense, in the moral sense. Anything that's twisted, that's perverted, is an illness in that sense. A healthy neshama does mitzvahs and stays away from averus. The not doing averus and not doing mitzvahs, they're not doing mitzvahs, doing averus, is not just an outside reward that Kach Rochel piles on rewards for doing. They're a description of what a healthy neshama lifestyle is. Doing averus distorts a neshama. It creates, it ails the neshama, and vice versa. Doing the right things is healthy for the neshama. So illness and health over here are referring to that level, and the understanding that the bad that happens when a person does bad, he corrupts his neshama. I think what he also means as far as he tells us to that, how come we have a question? How come Bnei Noach can be perfect human beings and tzaddikim with 7 mitzvahs, and we have 613? I know, says him. If eating basar b'chalav or chaylev or chaza is bad for you, why isn't it bad for the guy? Why is the guy tzaddik gamur? So this is the tzushtel. It's just like if a person has a better car, he has to use premium gas. He can't make a kal v'chaymer and say, well, if I'd have a car that costs, you know, a few thousand dollars less, I wouldn't need it, and now I need it. The answer is, it's meant to be a better functioning car. And therefore, everything there is comes with a different, it comes with a different level of what you need for it. The something that is more, that is finer, more refined, has a higher standard as part of what's necessary. So you'll have coarse instruments are not fickle. They can operate many temperatures and so on and so forth. An extremely sensitive instrument will be bound by things. So when a person has only the chelik of neshama that umas olam have, there is nothing wrong with eating chaylev. It's not affected by that. It's a simpler model. It doesn't have the achievements and attainments of Amma Nivcher, but therefore it doesn't, it's quite fine if it has that. Masha'in Kane, if a person has in himself deeper, if a person has a deeper neshama. And that's why we tell people who come in to, if we tell the people who come to the Misgaya, you know, there's a much higher, you're getting a much higher neshama now. And it means, yes, you're a member of Klai Yisrael, it also means there are consequences for it. So this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling them. He was telling them, by accepting Torah, there's now a whole new dimension of ailments and refuah. Okay.
Rabbi.
Yes.
The changing of the neshama, what we do, that's only shaykh to this world?
I'm not sure what you mean.
The sword is explaining the different things that what are good for your neshama, bad for your neshama, how that has an impact. That is only shaykh in this world. Meaning we can't do anything to change the neshama once in Olam HaEmes?
Yeah, 100%. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, I guess part of our understanding of Ehenim is that it's a sort of a refuah for a nefesh that had been corrupted. And this is why the Ramban says, famously, Ramban says, why is Eser Doha Lo Saseh? And we do understand normally Lo Saseh is worse. Ramban says, you can clean out stains, but you can't add something you don't have. So if a person has a suit and it has a stain in it, you can work hard enough to get the stain out. If you don't have a suit, you can't make a suit yesh ma'ayim. So in Olam Haba, Kadosh Baruch Hu can take out the imperfections, but there's nothing gets added per se.
And when Mashiach comes,
it's the same thing. I believe this is when Mashiach comes, we'll be in a situation where we can function much better. Like the Rambam says, we'll have more opportunities and everything. But the core point is whatever we didn't get. Nothing. Everything has to be earned. So what we didn't earn, we didn't earn. Okay. The next one is Rabbeinu Bechai again, and he deals with the Indian of the man. The man was, the classic says, "Leman anaseno yel torasim loy." I'm going to test them to see if they're following Torah or not. So the man coming every day was a test, and the test was to see yel torasim loy. So he's going to explain. "Vayoyim biyoyimay sheiberi ayoyim ubayir panasasoy mikane rabbelazim doy oimer kol misheish lo mashrech al ayoyim voy maruch lemacha areze miktane imana ubi advar ki oimer kein mar ba'atzmoy She'im bitchoinei al b'ma sheroya tachas yodei. V'alkeinu miktani emona. Yifi she'ike emuna lehamin, ma she'ein adem roya. She'yitle bitchoinei bal rachmim shebroi, v'es yoimoi sherachm olav, v'yitin lo penesosei. So the b'mida bitochen deals with things that are not yet there. Now, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, people exaggerate and they say like the ultimate bitachin is like the thing will come to the table itself, kind of. I'll just come in and some good soul is going to bring me a meal or something like that. So maybe, at some very, very high dagger, that's true. But the normal bitachin deals with things that don't need to be here now. So things that are out of my range of needing to do something, and the question being, how much should I worry and how much should I trust? The concept of trust deals with things that are not here. So the mashal, if I always give a mashal about bitachon, if somebody comes over to me at night in a park and says, buddy, you got $10,000 to spare, could you lend me $10,000? You can trust me, I'm honest. If I lend them the money, then that's not trust, it's not honesty, it's nuts. I mean, it's recklessness, call whatever you want. The word trust doesn't apply. I trust you, it doesn't apply. On the other hand, someone comes to me alone and I say, you know what? I trust you, but I need collateral. So deposit your diamond ring, which is worth $10,000, and I'll be happy to lend you $10,000 because I trust you. That's also nonsense. I mean, that's not trust. I have it. Trust is year after year, day after day, I've built up. And I don't have now a way of knowing you'll give it back to me. but I've built up the ability to relate to things. I don't have it in my hand, but I trust on it. So the midah bitachon is on that which is not at hand, that which I don't have a real feel for. So it was an exercise in bitachon. So the fact, and let's understand, so everyone, when you sit and learn, you say, well, I don't sense something. They know the month comes every day, then what's the problem? The answer is it's still not there. It doesn't exist physically. When I have money in the bank, it's there. So I feel calm with it. When it doesn't exist, I don't feel calm. So it was a constant exercise in bitachon. So he brings over here a whole bunch of different, I mean, in Chazal, they go into the differences between the tzaddikim and Rishayim about it. So I think that the pshat is in line with what he said before, that it was like a midah keneged midah. The tzaddik was able to feel that the things that are not at hand as if they are at hand. So he found the bread on his table, samach l'shulchanai. The other person had to grind it. The Rishayim had to grind it. The Beinim had to do something with it. In other words, there was a certain midah keneged midah, how far their bitachon connected it to their metzias. They needed bread on the table. The question was, how much could they do it? Let's see one more Rabbeinu Bechaya that he says on the word next page says the word anasena. Maaser tosim loy lemetcha kosuf shekol mishem zoysav meruvachim uchayv lasik b'toyra. Zer shomel maasena leh tosim loy. So basically, Kadosh Baruch Hu was setting them up with a nisoyin. So the first pshat that he gave was the nisoyin is a nisoyin of emunah bitachon. That's the first one, and definitely that was definitely true that there was such a. Here he says there's another nisoyin involved, and that is a nisoyin of will they now use the time for Torah or not? And then he says, "V'zeh shezik sotayim matas kun lo kahanim v'alavim trumas ma'isris, which cause of aim alom yeshu shleim loses menasa kahanim v'alavim yichaskim teras Hashem, connected matnas kun etik the matanas chachmei yisrael asking b'teira and so on." So there's a special nisayon. There was a person who works very hard. He needs to work very hard to make ends meet. So his not learning is excusable. A person who has the comfort level and is still not a secretary, the taina is a much stronger taina. So here he said, well, for 40 years, I'm going to be supporting you in Kailo. Let's see if you're going to learn. There was an Isayan to see if they would use their time to learn or not. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
In the previous survey, Mechaya, how do we balance this idea of understanding everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're relying on him at the same time we don't know what we're deserving? So you have these two variables, it makes it very hard to
right
understand.
So I guess we need to We need to have a general sense of a memutza, a general sense of a norm. Well, a person is supposed to see himself as being a Beinoni, not a Tzaddik, not a Rasha. And therefore, I guess the best rule of the thumb is Minhag Sha'olam. So much, you know, people ask about take an insurance or this or that. You have to ask yourself, where does this sit in terms of Minhag Sha'olam? Is this a norm? Am I just over worried and don't trust? And only if I insure it this way, this way, and this way, how much does a person overdrive in ishtadlus? You know, there are normal mahalchim of insurance and you know of hedging, and there's a place where a person says, I don't trust. So a person has to find the place where he's shaykh to. So it's a very hard, you know, it's not an easy one. But a person needs to sell himself ad kan, and more than that, I'm just it's because I don't have trust. This is a rational, normal mahalach, and vice versa. If a person underdoes, sometimes it's recklessness, it's irresponsibility. Sometimes a person really doesn't die like that.
Shouldn't Baal Bitachon be beyond what the regular world is?
Correct. And Baal Bitachon would be, there's, and a person has to make himself gevulus, ad kan ha'mekuyev to worry about. For, more than that, it's as if I'm running the world. You know, a person develops a sense of how much is responsibility and how much is it because I can't let, you know, Ribbon Shalom take care of it. I don't believe someone else is running. It's like a lot of things. Shidduchim, money, getting kids in school. There's some balance, and it's a person has to be honest with himself, know himself, what's lacking in his status because he's lazy or responsible. And what's being overdone because he's not trusting Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's got some sort of or OTC of some sort, but tachlis, the obsessiveness, is it, you know, I've done my shit, and that's that. I think I've once had Shiloh, two younger light and Shiva, very special. They were all sick in a certain business paranoia, and Baruch Hashem, it went extremely well for a while. And then the type business fell out, they were looking to other things. And one of them asked me, people came to him with tainus that he's not trying hard enough. And he should be trying this, 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 and this. He said, I sat down and rationally, these are the possibilities that make sense. And we're exploring every one of them. The other stuff is just like, you know, thrashing around. When he said, is it a lack? Am I being irresponsible by only following through the things that make sense? And the answer, being able to make sense of it is, and being able to say to yourself, ad kan responsibility requires. From this point onwards, it's lack of bitachon. That's a hard call, not an easy call.